Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I like it. I like what I see. I took great pains to lay out last hour why you should call the program. Why I understand why a lot of you don't call the program, but why you should. You've got nothing to lose. In fact, it might go much better for you than you expect. And a lot of you are on hold right now looking to take your shot. It's not that big of a deal. Once again, you're not playing for $5,000. You're not playing for the highest stakes imaginable. You might not get run. You might get racked. It might be a lot easier than a lot of these guys make it. Take your shot. 1-800-636-8686. Broadcasting from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, I am Jim Rome. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every single day, we are wide open until hour number three. So this is the hour where you want to call. Use that cell phone number. We talked about game two last night. I've got more thoughts on that. I want to jump ahead, though, and talk about Joe Girardi being out as Yankee manager. ESPN reporting that Brian Cashman recommended to ownership that they make a change. So I guess that comeback against Cleveland was not enough to save his job. One game away from the World Series, and he gets fired. So obviously something was not right there. You could say it ran its course. He'd been there for 10 years, but clearly something was not right there. If you get within one game of the World Series and you still get fired, something's not right. You think that with a young team that overachieved, that was ahead of schedule, that you'd have some job security, but not there. So what they have is a very, very good young roster that's built for the next several years. And they had to make a decision. Do we want this guy presiding over this roster for the next several years? Do we want this guy calling the shots with this group? And they decided not. In other words, right players, wrong manager. So that move tells me that Girardi was not on the same page with his players, not on the same page with his general manager. And if the Yankees have to choose between Brian Cashman or Joe Girardi, Cashman is going to win that battle every single time. And he should. That said, Girardi was a good manager and a good Yankee and a good soldier. He won a world championship. He took them to the playoffs 6 times in 10 years. So again, if you're going to run that guy, you better have a better replacement ready to go. And I'm not sure who that is, either within or outside the organization. Now, I can tell you who I'd want to hire. I can tell you the type of guy that I'd want to hire if I were Brian Cashman. Starting with the two guys we're watching right now, A.J. Hinch and Dave Roberts. I'd even throw Torey Lovello into that mix as well. I'm not saying that the Yankees are coming for any of those three guys. I'm saying that's the kind of manager I'd want. Dynamic, charismatic, young, and guys that the players love and go hard for. New age guys who embrace analytics and all the new information. Guys who play the game at the highest level. And guys who understand what their players are going through right now. Girardi had some of that, but I don't think he had all of that. And while it may seem surprising that a guy who had his team within one game of the World Series got broken off, I'm going to say it's really not. Not if it's that team, and not if it's in that town, and not if he had been there for 10 years in that capacity. To me, the surprise would have been if it didn't happen. Tough gig, tough town, but not surprising. That's a lot of things, but it's not surprising. And now the question is, where do they go from here? Yankee fan, what are your thoughts on this? Did they get it right? Did you see it coming, or is it a mistake to fire Joe Girardi? 1,000 topics on a tee. This is not hard. All right, now here's a guy. This is a guy who's made a name for himself of late on the show via email. He talked about going to Cal State Fullerton. He talked about how, hey, if you're watching the game, it's not HD or 4K. We really look that good here in Southern California, and we look even better in person than we do on TV. In other words, he's got that kind of SoCal arrogant vibe about him. And he likes to name drop Justin Turner a lot. Like apparently he knew him at Cal State Fullerton, or he interviewed him at Cal State Fullerton. So that's John in Huntington Beach. I did also make the point, John, know who you are. See, I don't want to be a hypocrite here, and I don't want to contradict myself because I'm the one saying, just call, just call. It's not that hard. You can do it. But for some of you, it is that hard. And for some of you who are really good at emailing or tweeting, you get kind of drunk with it. And then you want to kind of branch out and see, I can be that guy. I can be a two-sport star. I can dominate every platform of the jungle. and then you do something where you're not as comfortable and you're not as good, and then you get exposed. If you're really good at email and then you call the program and you flame miserably, then everybody forgets how good you were at email. So I said to John in Huntington Beach, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure it's the right thing? But as I mentioned, he's got kind of this arrogant Fullerton vibe to him. You know, parading arrogantly through the parking lot of Cal State Fullerton. He's feeling good about him. He hasn't hung up yet. Let's find out. Maybe he's a better caller than he is as an emailer. Got to find this guy's story out. We go to Huntington Beach. John in HB. John, you made it in. What's going on?
Show me. The Dodgers won the pennant. The Dodgers won the pennant. The Dodgers won the pennant. Romy, I had to start out my call first to our brother in heaven, Mike in San Diego. You know, with the Dodgers in the World Series, he's bleeding his Dodger hate up there. Love you, Mike. Hey, my real reason for calling was to give you a heads up on why all the insight on Justin Turner and why you should have me on the program to talk about him. You know, when I was a young 25-year-old college student at Cal State Fullerton, in 2006, I had the pleasure of covering the baseball Titans in red. So Justin Turner, before at the end of the first game I had there, Coach Horton pulled me aside and said, you know, John, there's a couple guys, you know, these are college kids. They are emotional after losses. But you can always count on talking to Justin Turner. He's your man. You can talk to him anytime. And I didn't know anything about him besides reading what I had in the program. And as the season went on, Coach Horton was right on. You know, Justin would always talk to me, smiles, give me great answers. You know, as a college student, you're super emotional when you lose. Even now, as a 36-year-old, I get pissed when my son loses a Little League game and I don't talk to my wife for a whole evening. So it doesn't surprise me that Justin has the stones he has in the big moment. I always knew he was going to be a star. I just didn't think it was going to take as long as it would. But just because of his character, I knew he was going to be himself in the MLB. And
so, John, let me ask you this. Why were you a 25-year-old college student at Cal State Fullerton? How did that happen?
Romy, I went to Cal State Fullerton. That should give you the first tip off. The second is I spent a good 3-4 years at Fullerton College, the junior college. So I took my time, so to speak, in college, and that's why I ended up 24. And actually, I took off 2007 from college to work, and so I went back in 2008 for an extra year, and that year I actually covered softball. I was voted the second best sports writer for the Daily Titan, so I have that on my LinkedIn page.
You can't make this stuff up. So did you graduate from Fullerton, John? Did you finish?
2008, I did finish. Yes, I did. I'm a proud Titan graduate.
All right, and how old were you then, 40?
I was 27.
All right, good. So what are you doing right now? What are you doing with that Fullerton degree other than emailing this program?
So right now, after college, I worked for a magazine and a newspaper, and within a month, they both fell under. So now I'm doing software. I'm a nerd.
You are a nerd, bro. You know what, though? Good to have you on, John. You did it. That's fine. So now I've got some background. Now I know why you're connected to Justin Turner. Now I know why you know him. And it's because you went to Cal State Fullerton. Now, what I didn't know, I figured that when you said you went to Cal State Fullerton, that you went the normal path. You got out of high school, and then you went to Cal State Fullerton and graduated in 4 years. Or maybe you got out of high school, and then you went the JUCO route, and then transferred over to Fullerton and got out in that same four-year period. Little did I know, you were a 25-year-old college student at Cal State Fullerton. But you said that Justin Turner was a pro's pro, and he always had time for you. I don't know, bro. Maybe he felt sorry for you. You were a 25-year-old student at Cal State Fullerton.
Hey, John.
25. And I said, how did that happen? What went so wrong in your life that you were a 25-year-old student at Cal State Fullerton? He said, well, to answer that question, first of all, I did go to Cal State Fullerton. It's not bad, John. Not bad at all. All right, so let's get some reaction to this. I think that I'm going to be a little bit more understanding and empathetic of what I just heard than a lot of you will be. Like I said, I'm trying to get them to call, not to be afraid. But then you make the call and then you see what the reaction is. First guy through, at Tedrick Danson tweets, what are you doing in college at 25 other than trying to become a doctor? What a loser. Okay, that's not fair. He was trying to become something. The second best writer at the Daily Titan, apparently. And he covered baseball, and he parlayed that into the softball beat. So then what? So you graduate, and you take the knowledge that you have, your training, your degree, and what do? You try and get into the business. And didn't he say he worked for a magazine and a newspaper? and both went under. Let's see what else we have here. Richard in LA tweets, "See, Jim, that's why cats don't call. He let it slip that he was an 18th grader and you caught it."
Young 25-year-old college student at Cal State Fullerton.
He didn't let that slip. He didn't let that slip. Every once in a while, I'll crack on somebody for being in 13th grade. And really, even that's not fair. There's a lot of people that do not go directly from high school to the university, but rather go to 13th grade. Junior college or a city college. And that makes sense, too. Why would you do that? To save money or to stay at home because your family needs you. Or to get that coursework done closer to home and then transfer to a school that you ordinarily would not be able to get into coming right out of high school. In other words, maybe it's unfair for me to rap people for going to 13th grade. However, listening to John, I don't think it's unfair for me to rap him for being a 25-year-old at Cal State Fullerton. And notice I'm not saying, do not come in here with, yeah, Rome must be nice. I bet your parents paid for your education. Fair enough. I'm not rapping you for being 25 and being in college. I'm rapping that guy for being 25 and being in that college. He did it himself. He owned it. Let's see. At Sean Beasy tweets, "Who was the best sports writer at Fullerton? A folding chair?" He's saying if that guy was second best, who was the best? Listen. This is not evidence. This is not me making my own argument. This is not a guy that flamed miserably. That was kind of funny. I'm fine with that phone call. That should not be a reason not to call. That should be a reason to call. Look, I thought the guy would be like this arrogant Fullerton grad. He was self-deprecating. He had some fun with it. It was good. It's fine. That should not be an example where you say, "See, Rome, that's why I would never call your show. Because of what happened to that guy." What happened to that guy? I'll tell you what happened to that guy. He took D'Angelo off the hook. That's one thing. D'Angelo should be very happy. And D'Angelo, I'm good with you, my man. Except when you said that he's a 16-year-old son who's a 16-year-old son or a 16-year-old kid.
Got two more sons, that's NBA bound. His 16-year-old son is 16.
That's what he said. You see, D'Angelo, if not for John in Huntington Beach, I would be getting nothing but emails and tweets about you saying that his 16-year-old son is 16.
16-year-old son is 16.
Right, and his younger son is his younger son. And LeVar's name is LeVar. But you're off the hook because of John in Huntington Beach. All right, say anybody else. Let's just re-rack this thing. Let's run it back. What do you want to call about? Get a topic, get yourself together, make the call. It's not that hard. It's actually pretty fun. 1-800-636-8686. Yankee fans, did the Yankees get it right with Joe Girardi? And now that Joe Girardi's gone, who do you want to replace him?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Protection motor oil when you can get Castrol Edge extended performance for less. It goes 15,000 miles between oil changes. Titanium strong Castrol Edge, more than just an oil, it's liquid engineering. Look who's in. He's in via Twitter. He's Houston's finest. Elk PGA. Steve Elkington is in. He's got a couple of tweets. "Dear at Jim Rome, what's the deal with dude licking his bat? Signed, Monty." Elk PGA, "Dear at Jim Rome, can someone check on Silk? Those back-to-back rocket ships may have him in the bag." I think you mean IRA more than Silk. I tell you what, I'm shocked. I know that a lot of you have concerns about the karma, and a lot of you don't like when somebody gets karma or somebody doesn't. But I've never seen what I saw last night after Houston came back on LA. Again, they were down a couple of runs. The Dodgers got to their bullpen. They were on the verge of going up 2-0. And then all of a sudden, Houston flips the script. And they win. And Astro fan is very, very happy with me. Dodger fan is really unhappy with me. And I don't mean like in a shtick sort of way. And again, for the record, the karma to me is not shtick at all. I really believe in it. I completely believe in the jungle karma. Always have, always will. Just like I've always said, I've got no control over it whatsoever. But when I say to you that people are coming at me this morning, people are thanking me and they're coming at me with a certain ferocity. And it's not like in a shtick sort of way either. Like, there are some Dodger fans that are really pissed. Like, Rome, weren't you born here? Don't you live here? What are you doing? How do you give that to them? And Astro fans that are like delirious. Rome, thank you so much. That was awesome. I'm getting a lot of both. I mean, what do you think the most used word in my Twitter mentions is right now? If you listened to the third hour yesterday, then you already know. Because in the third hour yesterday, Astro skipper AJ Hinch showed up. I said it then, I'll say it again right now. That was a legendary jungle move. Not a lot of big league managers are grabbing a vine for a 10-minute spot on a game day of the World Series. No, let me walk that back further. Not a lot of big league managers are doing radio interviews, period, at any point during the season. Some never do. Some major league managers will go an entire year without doing a radio program that they're not paid to do. So that was really unusual. Except that it's AJ Hinch. And this show has a very good relationship with AJ Hinch. He has done this show a million times. So if it had been anybody else, maybe besides Dave Roberts or Terry Francona, these are all guys that have done the show before really big games, I'd say that's crazy. But AJ's a straight boss and a friend of the program. But you check my mentions on TweetDeck right now. And far and away, the most popular word from last night is karma. Jungle karma. Needless to say, H-Town is pretty happy with me right now. L.A., not so much. At Charlie Bush 77 tweeted, Romy, shame on you. You gave them jungle karma. We need a Dodger on tomorrow and Friday. Hook it up. At Pops Warner. Wish you didn't have AJ Hinch on today, Romy. Hashtag jungle karma. At Garbs, I blame Jim Rome for giving the Astros karma. Josh K, can you please also book Dave Roberts today to even out the karma? Thanks. So Dodger fans coming at me all last night and even this morning. A perfect opportunity then for me to remind everybody for about the 1,000,000th time, I do not control the jungle karma. It's beyond my power. It's a mysterious force onto its own. It does not play favorites. Neither do I. I only host a radio program. There's not a single person who does what I do that would turn down having a World Series manager on their show before a World Series game. Do you really think for a second that I sit here like, man, I really want the Astros to win. I really want the Astros to win. I'm going to book their manager so I can get them some jungle karma. That's not how this works. I don't care who wins. I don't have a dog in the fight. I never root. Other than for something to talk about. Last night, case in point, one of the best postseason games I've ever seen in my life. I could do 3 hours on that game alone. It gave me something to talk about. That's a win for me. It didn't matter if the Dodgers came back to win, and it didn't matter that the Astros won. I don't care who wins. I don't care who wins, so I don't book the show based on who I want to win because I don't want anybody to win. I'm team content. So, L.A., don't come at me like that, especially since I was born here. Don't come at me like that. In fact, back the hell off because Dave Roberts and Cody Bellinger have both been on. I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my show, and then the karma does its own thing. They don't pay me to root, they pay me to host. Every now and again, a big league manager is going to swing through on a World Series game day, and his club is going to win one of the most dramatic games of all time. And yes, it probably does have something to do with the karma. Except it's not my doing. So get off of me, get off of the karma. It is what it is, and most of all, it is not my problem. If you've got a problem with it, it's because you've got a problem with yourself. I didn't do anything to you. And as Conor McGregor would say, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely no one.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker!
Actually, I didn't say it quite like that. And as Conor McGregor would say, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker!
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely no one, including those of you coming at me for giving them the karma. I don't know. It had something to do with it. But so did their bats and so did their grit. They're brass. They are really tough. Let's go to Valencia. Quinn. Hey, Quinn, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, Jim, I'm all right. Hey, really? We're going to go and get the opposing coach and give him the jungle karma? Why don't you just feel free to not interview any more players from H-Town? And Lady Bookers, why don't you guys take...
All right, two thoughts, Quinn.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that.
Thought number one.
Not a very good car.
I'm not going to go to the, quote, opposing coach. In baseball, we have managers. If you want me to go to the opposing manager or not go to the opposing manager, I might do that. We're not going to go to the, quote, opposing coach, which the first base coach... The third base coach, the batting coach, the bullpen coach, which coach? Number two, did I or did I not say that you're not to refer to our bookers, Kristen and Erica, as the lady bookers? That even I don't do that. I may have at a time, but it's no longer appropriate nor respectful, and that's just not what we do. So keep that phrase out your mouth. It's going to get you run. Both those things. Either one of those things, but certainly both those things. Astro fans are fired up. Hey, just like I'm not going to take their praise either. I have nothing to do with it. If anybody deserves any praise at all, it's AJ Hinch for making time to do that interview on a game day. And he couldn't have been more confident. He couldn't have been more loose. I've done a lot of interviews with AJ Hinch, and I don't think we've ever done a better one. 100% on him. I had nothing to do with it. Rome, please, Van Smack, get some Dodgers on. Any Dodger. Hell, get the Penguin on to talk about how you stalked him back in the day. Get Raul Mondesi on to talk about that ridiculous cannon that he got inked on his arm. Get Karros on to talk about how he got Ishmael Valdez in the shower. Signed, Jared. He's in Alaska. God, he brings up some awesome takes from back in the day. Man, we used to talk about all those things. Mondy did have a cannon inked on his arm. But then again, if you were Mondy and you could throw from the warning track off your back foot to third base on a fly, why wouldn't you? And Eric Karros did get into a fight with Ishmael Valdez in the shower. And that made for some awkward conversations back in the day. Jared S. Smith, underwriter for the Alaska USA Federal Credit Union. Going old school with it, Jared. You're right, there are a million guys. Eric Gagne. Remember Eric Gagne? Eric Gagne, back in the day, it's another one of those regrettable things that I did back in the day. We used to have something on this show called the Piece of Crap Club. Very 90s of me, right? And Eric Gagne was not pitching very well. So I put him in the Piece of Crap Club. Something that I'm not proud of. And then he started saving 50 games a year. So I sat down with him once, and I took him out of the Piece of Crap Club, and I put myself in it. And I did it in an interview with him, and he couldn't have been cooler. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. So he changed. He started, he relieved. He may have had some issues with pharmaceuticals. He may have been a piece of crap. I might have been. It's just how we did it back in the day. So there were lots of amazing Dodger stories from back in the day. Jared touched on a couple of them right there. Astro fans were so fired up after that interview, though, yesterday. They were fired up because they believe in the karma. That's a great jungle town. And then it all played out the way they expected. They go into it. They fall behind. They get into trouble. It goes to the Dodger bullpen. And the next thing you know, Jansen is getting yanked. Makes a pitch that guy would never in a million years make. They capitalize. Marwin jumps ship. And then the karma's in full effect. And Dodger fan hates me. Hey, look, that'll happen. It'll happen. Just know this. I had nothing to do with it, and I had no plan. That was not by design. I'm a huge A.J. Hinch guy. I'm a huge Dave Roberts guy. We do extremely well with the Dodgers. We do extremely well with the Astros. I don't care who wins. In fact, if you want the honest truth, to be totally transparent, I literally hope they both win. I literally don't want either one of them to lose because they're both class organizations with class acts across the board. But somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose, and I'm not rooting. Are we good? Are we clear? And even if we're not, I don't care. The karma has a life of its own. I don't control it, and I can't direct it. Rome, 25 is not too old to be in college. Regards, Harrison Ford's earring. Steven PHX. You know what, Steve? I got to give it to you. Hey, look, I crack you when you're bad, so when you're not so bad, I'll give you credit. Steve, that's a 2. A 2 out of 10. Romy, as a lifelong Yankee honk, I am disappointed the team got rid of Joe Girardi. He far exceeded expectations this season. His value managing young superstars cannot be overlooked. Yes, he blew it by not challenging that call in the ALDS, but the Yankees won the series anyway. Maybe after Jeets hand sanitizes Don Mattingly out of his Marlin office, the Yanks will bring him on board. Mike and Dana Point. It's a lot of Yankee fans that are reaching out saying they don't like that move. Like I said, he and Cashman obviously were not on the same page. They must not have thought that he was on the same page with that young talent. But then again, how bad could it be? He had them within one game of the World Series. It's not like that was a team that underachieved. It overachieved. They showed up ahead of schedule. He did get something out of those guys. But if you're going to fire him, then something was amiss. Something was not right. And now where do you go? I'll tell you who I like. And he might not be a Yankee. But I'm a big Brad Ausmus guy. I think Brad Ausmus would be a good hire. And then, like I said, you want somebody like the three guys that I mentioned. A.J. Hinch, Dave Roberts, and Torey Lovullo. Guys that are good with young players, that connect with young players, that make use of the most current information, analytical information. Guys that have charisma, guys that lead, guys that are good with the media, guys that are young, have energy. All guys like those three managers. I would hire any of those three if I had a team. Lovullo, Roberts, and A.J. Hinch. And by the way, about Dave Roberts, he's getting a lot of heat this morning, which I want to get into also. Stay with it. Top of the hour, Preston Brown of the Buffalo Bills. Also, Alan Lazard of Iowa State next hour.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you need auto parts, but you cannot get to the store just yet, head to O'ReillyAuto.com. There are no shipping costs, there are easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts that you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Again, Yankee fans, and I'm not going to say I'm surprised by this, but there are a lot of Yankee fans who have got Joe Girardi's back, who are saying, look, what are you doing with this guy? This guy writes, Girardi got the maximum from his players despite Cashman saddling him with overpaid has-beens who often got hurt. Now the guy takes over a young team. He gets within a game of the World Series. This move makes no sense. Yankees better make the playoffs next year, and the front office will have a lot to answer to if they don't. Stephen Albany. All right, somebody else saying that this guy did not get what he deserved. It is true. They didn't underachieve. They overachieved. They were supposed to be at least a year away. The GM's contract was up. The manager's contract was up. And if it was going to be one or the other, clearly they were going to keep Cashman. And they probably should. They definitely should. If it was going to be one or the other, it was going to be Girardi. So again, where do they go from here? Rome, if Josh is such bros with JT, tell him to call for some karma. Hey, JT, remember me from Fullerton? Yeah, the 50-year-old college guy with acne. Hey, could you call the Jim Rome Show? But the guy's name is John, not Josh. And he wasn't a 50-year-old guy. He was a 25-year-old guy.
Young 25-year-old college student at Cal State Fullerton.
This email says, Van Smack, love how the Fullerton third-string beat writer is acting like he's BFF with Turner. There are many of us that grew up playing with Red through the years, and we aren't calling and emailing. Wore Dave Roberts coaching like a little league coach, making sure everybody gets their two innings. Andrew in Vegas. See the way he slipped that little humble brag in there? Hey, look, lots of us played with JT, but we're not calling. We're not emailing. What do you mean you're not emailing or calling? You just emailed me to let us know that you all played with JT. I actually saw him last year at the Breeders' Cup. He's kind of hanging out behind the rope. I don't know if he was a horse guy or not, or just went for the party. Yeah, well, the Breeders' Cup is next weekend. We may or may not know. All right, so let's talk about Game 2 for a minute from David Roberts' standpoint. If you think a game like Game 2 is just getting that one take, you couldn't be more wrong. There are lots of other things I still have to say about this. Now, there are two ways of looking at everything that went down from the eighth inning on. The Dodgers blew it, or the Astros ripped it. And it's a little bit of both, but definitely more of the latter. Houston was five outs away from going down 2-0 and would have lost both games with their big arm starting. The only way back into that series for them was to score against a bullpen that had 28 scoreless innings in the postseason and was 98-0 when leading after the eighth. And they did that. And yes, maybe you're tempted to question Dave Roberts' use of the bullpen last night. He did take Rich Hill out after four innings. He then handed it to his bullpen. And to that, okay, fair questions. But to that, I would say it's a bullpen that had 28 scoreless innings in the postseason. A bullpen that was 98-0 when leading after the eighth. Yes, Rich Hill had only made 60 pitches. But on a night, anything and everything was happening. You can't tell me it was a lock that Rich Hill was going to pitch a scoreless fifth. The bullpen is a weapon. Dave Roberts has used it extremely well. He has the best bullpen in baseball. If you have the best bullpen in baseball, you're going to want to use it. You go with your strengths. Obviously, Kenley Jansen is a strength. And if he's a strength, then his cutter is the strongest strength that you can find. As an example, according to Yahoo, he threw 67 of them during the regular season and gave up two singles and a double. Three hits off that pitch in the entire year. So, of course, he went with that for his 0-2 pitch to Marwin Gonzalez. And the most unpredictable thing did happen, pretty much ever. Gonzalez went yard. An 0-2 pitch that Jansen flat out missed his spot with. Marwin didn't miss his. Kenley wanted it up and in. It ended up right down the middle and then right over the fence. And I'm going to say that's not on Dave Roberts. If Kenley does what Kenley always does and he gets that save, then Roberts is a genius again. Instead, we're dissecting every move this guy made because one pitch was in the wrong spot. If it's in a better spot, the Dodgers are headed to Houston up 2-0, and then that series might already be over. But it wasn't, and they aren't. Sometimes you have to tip your cap and move on. But if you're a Dodger fan, now you know what you're dealing with. Now you know everything has changed. The Dodger bullpen barely suffered a scratch in the postseason, and the Astros made them bleed. And once they opened that thing up, it was a full-blown hemorrhage. Alex Bregman started the chaos with that ground rule double in the eighth, reminding everybody that if you didn't know who he was before the series, you will before the series is over if you don't already. I love this guy. I love his game. I love his confidence. Totally brass. Totally brass. What's up, Alvy? What's up, Alvy? Totally brass.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the
Oh, yeah, Alvy. Well done, Alvy. Alvy's got an issue with his lapper. Totally brass. You want to apologize again, Alvin? Dude, when is that part coming in? When is that part coming in. Dan, it's on local. I've already got the part, but now I've got a program. It's got to be programmed from New York. Why does it have to be programmed from New York?
Anyway. Totally trashed.
Thanks, Alvy. Way to get that in the same segment. Like I said, it's kind of funny. It's not funny, but it's kind of funny. Bregman, love him. Totally brass. But then again, the whole Astros team is totally brassed. They battle. They battle to tie that game in the ninth. They battle to take the lead in the 10th. They battle to win that game in the 11th. After their bullpen could not hold it in the 10th. And to me, that's the thing that has to scare LA. Because when the Astros offense shows up, they show up big. They roll deep. And every time you turn around, it feels like Springer is at the plate. With Bregman behind him. With Altuve and Correa standing up in the dugout. Their big bats woke up, and when that offense is rolling, look the hell out. The series looked like it might have been over. And now it's not only over, not over, it's on. And at this rate, 7 games won't be enough. I would take 15. What a night. What a series. Anybody else? 1-800-636-8686. All right, so we're running out of time. I've got back-to-back interviews coming up. So if I'm looking for somebody in L.A., the voice of reason, to bring it all together, where do I go? Well, of course, to Matt in L.A. Matt's going to make some sense of what happened last night. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Romeo, thanks for the vine. Hey, first off, I must admit, I'm addicted to that voicemail, man, like millennials are addicted to showing their private parts on Instagram and Snapchat. So props to you, pimp. As far as the series... and the Jungle K. Hey, first off, the Jungle Karma happens. Deal with it. All you fickle-ass Dodger fans, stop. It's a tie series. We're rolling into H-Town like lean chalices, fat twins on mopeds and drive-thrus, bird nest beards and obesity, son. Dodgers will turn the juice box into our own personal launching pad. Look for Puig, Barnes, Seas, and Taylor to go yard tomorrow. Darvish goes 7 strong with 9 Ks, and we're snatching home field back, H-Town, instantly. Rack me. I'm out. Unwore 10-gallon Astros lids that still won't fit. Head Jin Rue.
Matt, I thought you said you were out. Rack me. I'm out. War. Then he comes with like 5 wars after it. Rack me. I'm out. Jeff in SoCal tweets, wow. Irate totally called it yesterday. The series is definitely going 5 games or 6 or 7.
If they can get tonight, I could see this thing done in 4 or 5. If not, I think it's going to go probably 6 or 7.
What? He's right. Are you saying he's wrong? Are you saying that's not factually correct? He's right. That series is going to go 5 games. Or it's going to go 6, or it's going to go 7. What? All right, looking ahead to the third hour, I'm going to change up on you. I've got Buffalo Bills linebacker Preston Brown coming up in exactly 10 minutes from right now. Then we chase that with a conversation with a wide receiver for Iowa State, Alan Lazard. Now I've got one last segment, which is time or will be time for your telephone calls. Your thoughts on what happened last night in Game 2. I still want to get to the Lakers. Come to find out, Lonzo Ball was not tortured nor humiliated. In fact, they won. He won, they won. That's a third hour topic also. Do not go anywhere.